My friends, fall is in the air, isn't it? The stores are decorating for all the fall activities. There are scarecrows and pumpkins and corn shocks and colored leaves and candy corn everywhere. And for those of you who like to trick or treat, there's lots to be excited about this time of year. But it's also not too early to start thinking about Thanksgiving, is it? Thanksgiving, that day when many friends and families gather around a big table and they share in food and stories and give thanks for all that God has done for them in that year. Yes, it's fun and enjoyable to gather together around the table, except if something's happened, right? Or that certain someone is at the table, which causes there to be this awkward silence. There we are with people that we know very well, yet no one is speaking. It's quiet except for the clanking of forks and knives on plates and the occasional clearing of a throat. Everyone is avoiding eye contact. It's embarrassing. There's an elephant in the room, but nobody wants to talk about it. Now, awkward silence is not how we picture the kingdom of heaven, isn't it? No, the table of the Lord is to be filled with laughter and joy and love, right? But I wonder how that will happen. Don't you think there's going to be some awkward silence around the table if Irish Catholics are set across from Irish Protestants? What if Rwandan Christian Hutus are seated next to Tutsis? Or what if all the World War II veterans are all seated at the same table? Christians from France, Germany, Italy, England, Japan, and the United States, all sitting together, mixed together like a tossed salad. What if Jewish Christians are across the table from Palestinian Christians? Or Iraqis and Afghani people, Christians, are seated across the table from Christians who died in 9/11? Or what if next to you is seated a couple who are gay? Or across from you is someone dressed in all black and black fingernails and black lipstick and pink hair and piercings all over the place and tattoos? Not that that's wrong. It's just different, isn't it? Do you think there might be some awkward silence at the table? And I know I'm getting a little personal right now, aren't I? But you see, we must make it personal. This is at the very heart of Christianity, and it can't be left to stand alone like some, I don't know, purple rhinoceros in the room. It was Jesus himself who said that the very authenticity of our witness, of the gospel, was at stake based on our unity, our togetherness. John 17, 20 to 21, "My prayer is not for them alone," his disciples. He said, "I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message." That's all of us. "That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they be brought to complete unity so that the world may believe that you have sent me." Why was it so important to Jesus that we be united completely? Faith, so that the world may come to faith, that they may believe. Now, don't look so gloom. This isn't necessarily a bitter pill to swallow. It is a bit, you know, convicting. But it's also supposed to be a source of joy. Let me ask you, how many of you like French food? Okay, how about Italian food? Chinese? Mexican? Greek? Yes, doesn't variety spice things up a little bit? Doesn't it make life more interesting? Don't views and resources from other cultures and music and stuff like that make us better? Of course it does. If everything were the same, it wouldn't be exciting or as beautiful. It's like the differences in flowers That's what makes a bouquet so beautiful. It's the variety in shapes and sizes and colors that makes an aquarium so interesting to look at. And it's the diversity of birds that make them pleasing to watch. But it's not just unifying simply to enjoy our diversity that's important. The important thing is what unifies us in our diversity. And that what is, we have one God who has one Son, who has one body. The body of Christ is not a dismembered corpse, but a single living body. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Amen? There isn't a body of Christ. There is not a body of Christ for African-American Christians and one for Latino Christians. There is not a body of Christ for white Christians and one for Middle Eastern Christians. There is not a body of Christ for Republican Christians and Democrat Christians. There is only one body, and we are equally members of it. As Paul told the Corinthians, "For just as the body is one unit, and is made up of many parts, and though all the parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jew or Greek, slave, free, male, female, and we were all given one Spirit to drink." Now, we've been talking about a table, we've been talking about banquet, so I'd like to explore that just a little bit more here. Today is World Communion Sunday. This day, for 24 hours, Christians all over the world have been, currently are, and will be celebrating Holy Communion. So when we break the bread, whether it be pita, French, Italian, cornbread, matzah, or a wafer, it is the body of Christ. And when we share the cup, whether it be wine or juice, it is the blood of Christ. Thus, when we consume the bread and cup through the one Spirit, we do so with blacks and whites, Latinos, Croatians, Russians, Serbs, Tutsis, Iraqis, Indians, Catholics, Protestants, conservative, liberal, straight, gay. We are all one in Christ. One day, all of us will be gathered around a banquet table together. Jesus promised us this much. He, after the Last Supper, he said he would not drink from the fruit of the vine again until he did it with all of us in his Father's kingdom. So what are we to do until then, till we're all gathered together? Well, the writer of Hebrews encourages us to make every effort to live in peace with all people. All people. Thus, we are to live in such a way now that there won't be cause for awkward silence around the Lord's table later. We are to live in such a way now that we don't deny our differences, but instead celebrate and enjoy the variety that God has given us to make life more enjoyable, to make it better. And that will only happen when we begin to obey the one command that Jesus gave us. He said, "This is my command, that you love one another as I have loved you." Jesus loves everybody, regardless of skin color, regardless of what country they come from, regardless of what denomination they belong to or political party. He loves everyone. And we are called to do that as well. Today is World Communion Sunday. And with all Christians everywhere, we come to the Lord's table and we proclaim that the body of Christ is one. We have one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one mission, and we gather around one table to acknowledge and celebrate that we and everyone around the world who are Christians are one body in Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Gracious God, we thank you for your presence here today. Lord, we allow ourselves to get caught up in the world. The world tells us that we should be set up, we should be different, that we should, that somehow we are better than that person or that group of people. But Lord, we have all been created in your image. We are different for a reason. It's to make life fuller and more joyful, Lord. Lord, our differences shouldn't divide us, but should bring us together. Lord, on this day especially, if there is any division in our heart, Lord, we lay it at your feet. Lord, unite us together in one body and in one faith, in you, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.